This is Udonna Power in Los Angeles. We're here every Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time for 15 minutes, and it's filled with inspiration. It's camaraderie. It's being part of a group that's going in the same direction that you're going in, and oh boy, does that help. It's like being part of a wave. It has a momentum to it. We're at the crest of a powerful wave that is actually doing something about the health crisis and the financial crisis in our world today. We're really addressing it one person at a time. It's quite unique. And this company is creating history. It's never been done before what this company is doing. And people talk about network marketing. But this company is taking it to another step. And it's really remarkable. It's kind of a miracle to be here. And I love these calls in the morning because we all connect. We learn new things. We share new things. And it inspires us for the day. And they're only 15 minutes. So I want to say thank you to the man who put this call together. He's an author of a wonderful book called Journey to Believable. He's a searcher and a finder. I mean, I've always talked about, oh, my search for God, and then it's a find for God. It's like, oh my gosh, this man has gone off on other trails for personal development. And as one of our amazing leaders said, this whole isogenics raises all the vibrations, helps us see things and affect things differently. And so I want to say that's what he does. And he's created a weekend retreat called Follow Your Bliss, which is really remarkable. I want to say thank you to him and turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Oh, thank you so much, Udonna. Oh, my goodness, thank you. I love that. I love all that you said. Amen to that. It does. There's something about the vibration. And I just want to say, hello, welcome to the call, guys. I know there's a lot of you on, and so much going on right before New Year kickoff, I know, in people's lives. And, gosh, I just want to say I'm on the second dose of day two of a deep, deep cleanse. Mm. And I got up this morning about 4:30. I always get up early on the second day of a cleanse. Feels like I don't need as much sleep. And I got up, and I did 5:30 a.m. yoga, hot vinyasa flow. And then went and did my tower hour up in Snow Canyon. And I want to just praise isogenics right now just for a second and just give them some gratitude in this breath, because the miraculous and divine connections of John Anderson coming together with Jim and Kathy Coover, so divine, so incredible. And then for it all to come, we get to have this and enjoy it right now today. And I mean, just the cleansing alone without the other 77 products, the cleanse for life. And so let's all take a big, deep breath and just send gratitude to this ability that we have to cleanse the inside of ourselves. So on three, let's breathe it in. One, two, three, breathe in. Just hold it. That indrawing, right, of life itself, and then the outpouring. I love those new words I'm learning in my study. Oh, my goodness. So please, read the water you're drinking. I'm in love with these little mini bottles of Cleanse for Life. I'm drinking it this way from now on, so I'm going to drink mine.
Mm.
I love having two of those always with me on a cleanse day, and I've got this. Bam! And it tastes so mild. I remember the first one about 13 years ago. Woo! We've been on about 7 or 8 versions of that, but it's delicious. I think so. And Udonna, isn't this just a miracle what we have? I mean, really?
I totally agree with you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is. It's unique in the world to have such amazing products, but then have such amazing culture, an amazing comp plan. And it's because John Anderson and Jim and Kathy Coover decided to do it right. No compromise. Everything. No compromise. And look at the training they've put together for us. Oh, my gosh. And I wanted to talk about that because this is can I talk now?
Oh, my goodness. I meant to, like, pass that off. I kind of asked you a question. I realize that now. But
that's
no,
okay, but
really,
we can talk together because I want to talk about this.
Guys,
go on.
You're new,
huh?
Especially just to really get really, really excited about what's about to happen and just be open to taking out a journal and writing down the words as they flow and things that are making sense to you, because Donna has a way with words. She has a way to paint it, to help us see things that we don't normally see. She has a real gift, and I just really honor you, Yudana. I now turn the time over to you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Well, I wanted to share a lot because I got a couple of things to say that I'm really, really excited about. But one is obviously we are starting. This is the week of New Year's kickoff, and everyone's meeting in San Antonio. And for those who can be there, rush, get there. And for those who can't be there, what the company's provided for us, it provided the whole thing streaming. If you go out to isogenicslive.com, you can get a ticket for $50 for the whole thing, and basically you can sit there and watch it start. There's two beautiful women there who say, okay, we're going to get started at 9:30 a.m. on Friday. So that's 6:30 a.m. for me out here. I just want you all to know, if you can't be in San Antonio, get out there anyway. Get there from the comfort of your couch, from your comfort of your smartphone or your iPad, but be out there and see what's going on, because like Lenny said, this is history. This is remarkable. And these kind of tools that are not only there, but they're so beautifully there. They're elegant. They're smart. What this company's providing for us is, I think, it's unique in the industry. I've never seen anything like it. So I just want, first of all, let you know that, you know, you want to get out there right after this call. Go out to isogenicslive.com. Get your ticket. The buy button will take you to your back office, and you'll be able to go and get your ticket, and we will all be there. And then, so I just wanted to say that. It's actually remarkable. And then there's another thing. Is there anything else you want to say about that before I go on? Because there was something else I wanted to talk about that it was a really different conversation. Is there anything else you want to say about that, Lenny?
Oh, thank you. I didn't know the details of that. And I wanted to ask one more thing.
Yes.
Dave MacArthur said on Thursday there's a scientific that's obviously not going to be part of the Facebook Live.
I don't think so, because what the girls here say is it starts at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Friday.
First of all, go to NYKO. Now, having said that, I just want to second you and say, are you kidding? For $50, you can be there?
Oh, yes.
This is remarkable. It's a miracle.
Yes.
Miraculous.
It really
is. I bet that we could easily have 25,000 people view.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Wow.
I mean, for celebration, it was $99, and you didn't get it until a week later. You know, but for this one, it's $50 to be right on time with everything. So it's pretty remarkable. The company is state of the art. They are at the cutting edge of everything. They say, oh, that's happening? Great. Let's make it happen, and let's do it with class, with elegance, and let's be right at the front of the curve. I mean, the way this company is being managed and entrepreneured and taken care of, and that what they're doing for us, I mean, they're treating us like beloved jewels. We're just being treated
royalty.
Like royalty. Like, yes, very, very, everyone. It's just, it doesn't stop. And it starts right there. This kind of attitude and this kind of energy and this culture, it starts right at the top. And so I just wanted everyone to know about that and be really aware and be there. Be there. Do not let anything distract you. And I've also been learning something, and I've been experimenting with this week, and it works like gangbusters. I know that, you know, Rhonda's a queen of freedom. I'm a free child. I'm a free spirit. I have to, you know, fly out and do my own things and, you know, do things, you know. So when I was asked by Brandon Barber, the coach that we're suggested to work with, to do areas of focus, take 3 times a day. And I go, okay. He says, don't do anything else and time it. And I went, oh, okay. So I brought out my little stopwatch. You know, I do that when I'm in my chair, in my thinking chair, and meditating or contemplating. I will do it, break it up in chunks, and I'll go like 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, and contemplate. And then, because then it's really interesting, but I've been doing that now with everything, and I've been kind of researching and figuring it out. There's this thing called the Pomodoro method where you have a little stopwatch, and you put it in front of you. I use my iPhone. And for 25 minutes, you just focus on one thing. Doesn't matter what it is, whatever you're working on, whether it's calling people and prospecting, whether it's writing, whether it's doing this or that, you just focus, really high focus. Nothing get in the way. Phone rings, great. If you think of an idea, write it down. Later, but now I'm staying focused on this. 25 minutes. And then when that happens, after the 25-minute gong happens, you get up and you take a rest for 5 minutes. You literally rest. Your brain needs rest. So I'll go for 25 minutes, and if I'm in the middle of a thought and working out, I'll finish that out and then take 5 minutes, 6 minutes sometimes. So go 6 or 7, or I'll go jump on the Cellisizer or do something like that. And but something that just relaxes you, and then you sit down and do another 25 minutes. And focus. And then you do that, you repeat that. You do that 4 times, 25 minutes, 5 minutes, 25 minutes, 5 minutes, 25 minutes, 5 minutes, 25 minutes, 5 minutes. Wow, that's 2 hours. Wow, you've been focused, really high focus. But by having those 5-minute breaks, your brain can rest. Your brain can't go 55 minutes, beyond 55 minutes without just not being able to function well anymore. So having those little 5-minute things, so usually by the time I'm getting to the end of 25 minutes, I'm just getting into a roll. But I finish the thing and I'll take a walk around the house or jump on the Cellisizer or do something else and then come back. And I got to tell you, I'm getting so much done. Because I find that I don't need those times when I kind of drift off where my mind gets tired. You know, I'm kind of the marathon person. I'll sit there and start writing and start working and start doing stuff, and you can't get me away until I'm exhausted. So this is becoming something that's so bright and so wonderful and so effective. And so going on and taking a little bit of look, there's not a whole lot of information about why, and I don't think there needs to be. I think the doing of it is more important. But for those of you who get distracted by lots of things during the day, I find that there can be lots of distractions come up. Especially because we work at home, but to be able to do that, and even in an office building, you know, they count that interruptions and things like that. Once you're interrupted in something you're doing, it takes about 20 minutes to get back on track. It really does. You know, you're focused, you're working on something, and someone interrupts you about something, boom, you're out of it. And you take care of that, and then now you have to get back into where you were. And, okay, now we get back into where we were. We're actually focusing and moving, and then, boom, get another interruption, and your mind goes someplace else. Your mind cannot think of two things at the same time. When people are multitasking, they're not doing two things at once. The brain can't do two things at once. What it does is it does one thing, and then it does the other thing, and it does one thing, and it does the other thing. It's like trying to get your computer without a lot of RAM to do two programs at once. It slows down. And that brings me to another part. So it slows down. It's not doing two things at the same time. It's going choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Trying to do. Now, there are some things that are habitual, like washing the dishes or doing little things that you do habitually, doing the laundry. You can do, sometimes you can do those things and think about something else, but that's not focus time. That's habit. And the other thing is, there's another thing about habit. I'm going to talk about this because most of the time, 95% of the time, habit is running us. We're only really aware and awake and using the conscious mind to direct our lives about 5% of the time. That's not much. You know, I've been doing some studying, and this is not me saying this. This was Bruce Lipton. It's 5% of the time, and the key is to get that more. Because when our subconscious tells us, when our conscious mind tells our subconscious we want to do something, it goes, wow, I'm so excited. And the subconscious mind is the thing that gets it all done. And the subconscious mind has its own programming and will take over and just do it the way it's always done it, because that's safest. It's what it's done. To be creating a new habit, which is what we're doing with Healthy Mind and Body, This is what we're doing with lots of things. It takes 66 days of doing that differently so that we don't revert to habit, so that the new habit we revert to is something that supports what we want to do consciously. So being able to be, to most of the time we're functioning out of habit, which means the subconscious mind is taking over with all of its old programming and all of its little landmines and, you know, little things are going on that will stop you or distract you or do things. So to be able to function and practice a new ways of habit or a conscious way of focusing or of doing things and just practice it for 25 minutes, being as conscious as you can, and then 5 minutes of, whew, okay, great, let me just do something that's fun, let me walk around the block, let me jump up and down, let me exercise, let me do some yoga, let me do something else, and then let me come back. And I'm amazed at not only the productivity, but what it's doing, what it does for the mind is it starts developing the mind so the mind goes, oh, ha, we got 25 minutes to get this done and let's do it. Yes, because there's an old saying, and I don't know where it came from, but they said, and it's something like this, our tasks expand to the amount of time that we're giving ourselves to get them done in. Now, I think that's a really bad bad quote. I mean, I quoted it poorly, but if we're given 2 days or 4 days to write a paper, well, we'll take up, you know, three and a half. It'll take up, we'll start the last day. You know, we'll take 4 days. But if we're given, you know, I mean, I know people who've written famous songs. They just sit down and write them. You know, like, oh, okay, but got to do it. And sound. You know, it's pretty amazing what we can do when we literally sit down and focus. I think it'll surprise you. But so you might try that, to just try focusing. Put on your timer. I've got a little teeny easel here that I put my iPhone on and on my desk, and I put my timer for 25 minutes, and then I just focus. I just focus and go, and then it rings 25 minutes, and a lot of times I go, oh, well, I'm not ready to go. Well, I'll finish my thought, then I'll get up, and I'll do something else and come back totally refreshed, and I'm really looking forward to coming back to that next 25 minutes. So that's what I have to say today. Be at Isagenics New Year's kickoff, however you get there. Isagenics Live, $50 is nothing. Just go be there. Be part of this. We're part of a movement. And then as we start doing all of this, and as you start work, try it today. Get your timer out. I've told you about getting a timer online. Get an app. There are free apps out there that you can get. It'll keep your phone on in front of you, and or your iPod, whatever your iPad, whatever you're using, and it'll keep it so you see the countdown. If you use the one that's on your phone, it'll just turn off. It'll turn off the whole phone, and when the gong goes off, you'll have to open your app. But you can always glance up and say, "Oh, I've got 14 minutes left. Whoa, okay, great, yes," and keep zipping back into it. Try that. I would love to know how that works for all of you. 25 minutes, 5 minutes. 25 minutes, 5 minutes. And see what that happens. The productivity is going up because I feel like I don't have to spend 2.5 hours here. And I don't find myself wandering around not doing anything just because my brain is tired. Okay, back to you, Lenny. There it is.
I am just loving this. Thank you for sharing that information. I just love it. I'm going to totally try that. I've been doing this not like that. And so I'm going to follow this recommended way. I've been doing it 21 minutes. I've been doing a lot of things in 21-minute chunks in my day to see
how
much I can get done. But, you know, all of a sudden I was thinking, what if you were to allow yourself to just say, okay, I'm focused on this thing, and then for the 25 minutes, and then after that you go, well, you know, I'm going to do it one more time. I don't know. Like, I love what you said about the thought for an idea to be ideated, like manifested, then obviously, wow, this is powerful, Yudana. This is really good.
It really is, and there's a thing out there called the Pomodoro, and I've read method, and I've been out there kind of researching it. I couldn't find a lot of information. I thought, well, I don't need all. I just need to do it and discover it for myself. But he said 25 and 5 and 25 and 5, and yeah, great. But 21 is good too. The idea is your brain needs rest. And after reading the book by Brené Brown of Shame, and then there was another book inside about play, how important play is for the brain. And I realized, that little 5 minutes is just playtime.
Yudana, I think I just lost. Possible? Well, let me just give you 1 second to try to come back. All right. Well, that was perfect. That was a great call, and I love it, and I think it's brilliant, and I think all of you are brilliant, and our tribe is brilliant, our company is brilliant, our message is brilliant, our contribution is brilliant. You know, it just is. So I just honor each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you. Today at 9:30 is Rhonda Collier. It's her day, and I'm going to tune in to the Playing the Field with Pros call. I know she's going to bring it. You guys, we love you. We see you. We're grateful for you. So let's go out in there and make a difference today. Make some serious contributions. I'm going to unmute the lines, and we'll do our 1, 2, 3 isogenics. Okay? Here we go, guys. Hold on. All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Isogenics!